Section 2 You will hear a lecture about changes in adulthood. First you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now let's listen.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Modern Sociology. Today I want to talk about a recent study I was involved in, looking at changes in adulthood. In the 1940s and 50s, Americans typically assumed the full responsibilities of adulthood by their late teens, or at the very latest by their early 20s. Most young men had completed school and were working full-time, and most young women were married and raising children. In the past few decades, however, a new life stage has emerged. No longer adolescents, but not yet ready to assume the full responsibilities of adulthood, many young adults today are caught between having to acquire advanced job skills and depending on their family to support them during this transition. In the past, adulthood began when adolescence ended, but today this is no longer true. Although today's young adults are just as mature physically as in the past, and often possess impressive intellectual and social skills, what they lack is the money to allow them to live independently of their families. Social scientists are beginning to recognize this new phase of life, which we call early adulthood. This new stage is not merely an extension of adolescence, as the mass media would have you believe. People who grew up in the 40s and 50s, many of today's grandparents, were economically self-sufficient and able to take care of others by the time they had weathered adolescence. The situation for today's young adults more closely resembles the lack of freedom experienced by young adults in the 1900s, than the lifestyle enjoyed by their parents or even their grandparents in their younger days. The media often portrays the 20-plus age group as being irresponsible and carefree. But it's important to realize that today's young adults are not reluctant to take on adult responsibilities. Instead, they are forced to build up their educational credentials and practical skills thanks to an ever more demanding job market. The primary reason for prolonged early adulthood is that it now takes much longer to secure a full-time job that pays enough to support a family. So, how did we discover all of this? Well, last year we completed a study into this new phenomenon. We wanted to find out just how different life is today for early adults compared to the early 1900s, or even as recently as the 1960s and 70s. We hit a problem straight away when we realized that there is no fixed or clear definition of the notion of adulthood, either now or in the past. So how could we determine when it has been reached?
Now let's listen. Now you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now let's listen.
Although we lack systematic evidence for how adulthood was perceived in the 1900s, by studying popular fiction, as well as contemporary journalistic writings, we were able to determine the benchmarks, or life stages, they would have used to measure this. These various sources rarely, if ever, refer to finishing school, or even to getting a job. They only occasionally make reference to leaving home or starting one's own household as a critical turning point. On the other hand, they often refer to marriage, suggesting that this was considered to be a critical touchstone of reaching adulthood. There are also many references to parenthood, revealing this to be another important benchmark of this time. In the course of our study, we discovered that in today's modern world, even the old benchmarks can no longer be applied. But we wanted to achieve more than a comparison of attitudes. We wanted to try to quantify these differences, to find out what our modern benchmarks are, and if they are reached at a different age compared to the past. To do this, we examined US government census records collected as far back as 1900, and we compared the lives of young adults over time. Rather than surveys, which can prove unreliable, we also conducted over 500 face-to-face interviews with young adults living in different parts of the United States. These interviews were videotaped, so they could also be used for other future research projects. We compared this modern-day information with the literature available from the 1900s, and we concluded that it takes much longer to make the transition to adulthood than it did decades ago, and arguably longer than it has at any time in America's history.
Now you have 2 minutes to write your answers.
That's the end of the test. Thank you.